let's talk about retroactive jealousy after infidelity. It's a complicated thing that can happen where after the betrayal happens, you might start experiencing pain, not just because of what happened, but you start thinking about everything. Past relationships, their old boyfriend, their old girlfriend, someone who finds them attractive, a friend that they had before you, a person they dated years ago that's unrelated to the current betrayal. You might start finding pain in things that aren't actually inappropriate now. Even the fact that they had a life before you can start to bother you. And it gets complicated because, yes, if your partner cheated, lied, hid things, crossed boundaries, or made you question your own reality, then of course, jealousy makes sense. Of course, your mind is going to scan for danger. Of course, things that may have felt mildly uncomfortable before can now feel unbearable. But sometimes, after infidelity, people can use the betrayal as proof that every insecurity they've ever had is now justified. It's like they say, see, I knew I had a reason to worry. And in one sense, yes, there was a real betrayal. There was a real injury. But that doesn't mean that every insecurity that you had was valid. So let's talk about retroactive jealousy a little bit more specifically. It's the idea that you become painfully preoccupied with your partner's past. Say that 10 times fast. So the jealousy isn't about what's happening now. It's not necessarily a current threat, but it's what happened before you. Who they dated, who they loved, who they were attracted to, what they experienced, who was attracted to them. All those things that were before you. Who they were then, what they were like then, what they wanted then. You might know logically the past is the past, you can't change anything, but there's something that feels emotionally threatening about the fact they had this whole life without you. And it can feel like their past somehow is taking something away from you now. It can make you feel less special or less chosen or less important or less attractive or less secure if you know they had a beautiful relationship with someone else in the past. And when infidelity happens, it can make that retroactive jealousy that much more intense. And before you know it, the affair, the infidelity, becomes the center of a much larger jealousy system, and the core betrayal of the infidelity is like adding fuel and fire to all this other jealousy. And those are not the same thing. I want you to clearly distinguish in your mind jealousy and feelings that you have about people in their past that are not part of the betrayal from jealousy directly related to the betrayal. They're very different things. I've worked with couples where they become jealous at the fact that their partner has friends at all, or that someone complimented them, or that they once had feelings for someone years before they even knew you. And if that is happening to you, the question has to shift from how do I heal from what they did to why does my nervous system feel so threatened by things that are not actually related to the betrayal at all? At this point, you need to treat it not just as an infidelity issue, not just an issue from your partner. Because you can keep demanding reassurance from them, you can ask more questions, but none of that's going to resolve the deeper insecurity. It might not be about your relationship with them at all. It might be about your beliefs and feelings around being chosen. If someone cheats, that means they cheated. It proves there was a rupture in honesty, trust, boundaries, or commitment. But sometimes people with retroactive jealousy try to make that mean much more than it actually does. Sometimes jealousy is intuition. Sometimes jealousy is trauma. Sometimes jealousy is insecurity. And what's difficult is if you have both retroactive jealousy and you've been cheated on, those lines all get blurred. Healing requires being honest enough to separate those out and to understand that, yes, they caused a lot of hurt, but some of the hurt that they caused is because of the underlying retroactive jealousy. And that part is not their fault. So what would it look to split them apart a little bit? Betrayal trauma says, something happened that damaged my trust. Retroactive jealousy says, something about your past, your desirability, or your separateness makes me feel unsafe. Those can overlap, but they're not the same thing. Betrayal trauma is about a real rupture. Retroactive jealousy is something that your mind is giving meaning to, that's not inherent to the situation at hand. And I want to be very clear, this doesn't mean that the betrayal was your fault in any way. It doesn't mean your partner gets a free pass. It doesn't mean that you're wrong for feeling hurt. But it does mean that if you actually want to heal, you have to separate accountability from projection. Your partner does need to take accountability for lying, cheating, hiding, minimizing, crossing boundaries, and damaging your trust. But they can't take accountability for having a past before you. They can't take accountability for other people finding them attractive, They can't take accountability for every anxious image that your mind creates. And they cannot heal the part of you that believes love only counts if there is no past. It feels a lot easier to keep making everything your partner's responsibility. And it feels very reasonable because they just cheated on you. But actual healing and growth comes from recognizing that part of this jealousy comes from your own insecurities, your own just not feeling chosen in life, your own feeling replaceable, your own feelings of not being enough. And healing requires the self-honesty that says, this part of the reaction is connected to what happened, and this other part is connected to something deeper in me that I was carrying before this all happened anyway, but got triggered by all this.